From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday offered to begin talks with North Korea without preconditions while pointing to China to ramp up pressures against Pyongyang, including a complete oil embargo amid heightened tensions in the Korean Peninsula.
We're ready to talk anytime they'd like to talk, but they have to come to the table, and they have to come to the table with a view that they do want to make a different choice.
Former U.S. officials told VOA on Tuesday that such an offer is unusually candid amid increasing threats from North Korea's nuclear missile proliferation. Hours later, the White House toned down the offer to talks without precondition. Alabama Senator-elect Doug Jones says his victory over Republican Roy Moore in Tuesday's special election marks a moment for national unity.
I am truly, truly overwhelmed. But you know, folks, and you have all heard me say this at one point or another in this campaign, I have always believed that the people of Alabama had more in common than to divide us.
Jones added that his campaign was about finding common ground and is encouraging lawmakers in Washington to work together to fund the children's health insurance program before he is seated. Saudi-led coalition aircraft struck a military police camp in the Houthi-controlled Yemeni capital of Sana'a on Wednesday. Officials and witnesses say at least 39 people were killed and more than 90 were wounded. The strike is part of an ongoing air campaign that has escalated since the Houthis crushed an uprising last week led by former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh and killed him. Follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. A new report finds growing levels of e-waste pose significant risks to the environment and human health and result in huge economic losses for countries around the world. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The Global Information Society is racing ahead at top speed. The International Telecommunication Union reports nearly half of the world uses the internet, and most people have access to mobile phones, laptops, televisions, refrigerators, and other electronic devices. ITU e-waste technical expert Vanessa Gray says growing consumerism is creating staggering amounts of electronic waste.
In 2016, the world generated a total of 44.7 million metric tons of e-waste, that is electronic and electrical equipment, that is discarded.
The report calls for the development of proper legislation to manage e-waste. It says a growing number of countries are moving in that direction. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Jeff Custer reports Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has won legislative approval to extend martial law for a year in the southern Mindanao region, which was besieged by Islamic militants earlier this year.
Martial law declared in the southern Philippines over much of the year has had little impact on most of the people in the area, reducing any anxiety about a proposal to renew it in 2018. Oscar Moreno is the mayor of Mindanao's industrial port city of Cagayan de Oro.
It's a different martial law compared to the martial law that was imposed in 1972. There are safeguards in the constitution that have certainly been introduced because of the lessons of the 1972 martial law.
A joint session of Congress voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to grant Duterte power to continue martial law until December 31, 2018. The president imposed martial law in the region back in May after insurgent forces seized the city of Morari and went on a rampage, burning houses, Catholic churches, and taking scores of hostages. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Myanmar Press Council said Wednesday that police have arrested two journalists working for Reuters News on suspicion of possessing secret police documents related to the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. Officers at the police station, where the two were believed to be charged, denied that any arrest had been made. Chinese officials struck a tempered tone on the 80th anniversary of the Nanking massacre Wednesday, saying China would look forward and deepen friendship with its neighbor Japan despite historical misgivings. Chinese President Xi Jinping led a citywide minute of silence, but did not speak as Yu Zhengsheng, head of China's parliamentary advisory board, urged China and Japan to draw on lessons from history. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.